Hi, I'm Sam Smeltzer, and you're listening to the Heartworker Book Club podcast, where we talk about the powerful cultivation practice of reading and writing to inspire both personal and professional growth. You're tuning in during the 2022 Book Club, where we dive into the practice of reading just 10 pages a day to uncover some life-changing lessons in three incredible books. Welcome to the club, and I'm so happy you're here. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Heartworker Book Club podcast. And I am really excited for this episode because this is the episode that you've probably been waiting for all season. It's the group that inspired this new podcast that we are launching this season, and that is the book club from last year. And so I'm joined with by Ben and Liza and Karen, who have decided to continue with us this year. And there's a couple of different things that we're doing for book club that's different than what we did last year with some of the same. But before we get to that, I thought I want to take time and at least let you re-meet these three amazing individuals and let them share a little bit about their background and why the dynamic of the collective energy of this group is so special and generated some of the most impactful conversations that we had on the podcast last year. So with that being said, I don't think we call dibs on somebody. Does someone want to start with intros?
I'll go ahead and start.
Thank you, Liza. Okay.
My name is Liza Naylor, and I have Locally Seasoned. Locally Seasoned is a producer of gourmet pantry products, particularly chutneys that go amazingly well with cold and hot meats and cheeses. And I am a part of this group because I started to follow Sam on social media, and I found her posts to be interesting and engaging. And at one point, she was looking for participants, and I'm all about learning, all about lifelong learning. So I signed up, and it's been just an amazing experience. Sam, you're just amazing how you pull us all together and how you facilitate these and how you bring us to looking at things from different points of view. The book that I chose was Living Buddha, Living Christ. And I'm probably going to butcher the pronunciation. It's Thich Nhat Hanh, I believe. And he just recently passed away. So he leaves quite the legacy behind. So even more appropriate that we would be reading one of his books. But the reason I chose it is because in learning about myself and others, and in just observing, I see that we all come to the table, no matter what we're doing, whether we're volunteering, we're playing, or we're working, we have a spiritual perspective. We're all spiritual beings, and we all have a different way of expressing that. But there are some basic truths that sort of span no matter what our religious or non-religious take is on life, but we are spiritual beings. And I was very curious to read Living Buddha, Living Christ, because there are some similar threads, and I wanted to learn about that. So very appropriate to be reading that now that he's recently passed away. Thanks.
Thank you, Liza. That's yes, I'm very excited to read it as well. I don't think I had ever even heard of the book until you recommended it, and it arrived after I ordered it for all of you. So I'm very excited for that. All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. Thanks, Ben. I'm Karen Stone. I am a York County resident, and I've been living in York County for a little over 10 years, but I will say still recently have transitioned to working in this community. I've been in a community progress council for about 3 years, and I've been on a little bit of a journey to connect my day-to-day and my my personal world to the world that I work in. And I think it's really important to bring your whole self to every place that you're in. And so when I heard about this book club, it gave me the ability to really be able to do that. I also met Sam in a professional way, but I think since then has really, I've really been able to kind of broaden my view on how to apply just my own being to my work world, and also kind of translate that into my home life. I'm a mom of two, and have moved to a beautiful little piece of the world on this in this place in South Central York County. And so I was so just really moved by the conversations we had last year as a book club. And I knew that I wanted to do it again, because I think we built a lot of relationship and community around just thinking through how these books connected to each other and how they connected for us. But I've, you know, I've thought about those conversations to today. So I'm just so excited for all of us to be reunited. I chose the book Think Again by Adam Grant. And I did it because, you know, I think Adam Grant is, I'm not going to say the new Simon Sinek, but been kind of brought to the forefront as we're having conversations about how we look inside ourselves to learn about ourselves, how we apply what we know about ourselves to our interactions with others, whether it be at work or in our families. And I honestly got this recommendation from a friend, and I wanted to read it, but I wanted to wait to read it with this group. So I'm happy that I did. And again, I just look forward to the conversation, you know, with the four of us.
Thank you, Karen. That's awesome. And I have to say that you recommended a book, and I didn't even know what books that he wrote. And I follow him on social media and I share his stuff all the time. And then I was like, hey, wait, this is the same guy. So I'm pretty pumped to actually read his book, because I hadn't even put that together. So, and I would agree, probably very much in line with Simon Sinek kind of mentality. So very appropriate. All right, Ben, you're up.
My name is Ben Hartzell. I do human resources for FedEx supply chain in York. And I know Sam because she was a professor. I had her for, I believe, two or three classes. It blends together after a while. This is my second time being part of this book club, just making wonderful connections and being able to talk to other professionals who are not just in the human resources world, learning more about other people's perspectives and trying to bring sports into the business world. I chose the Kobe Bryant, the Mamba mentality, because Kobe Bryant had one of the best attitudes in the world about sports and life. And I chose that book because it had a lot of pictures and it's something easy to read. And I was stuck between like Wayne Gretzky, Vince Lombardi, but Kobe Bryant, relatable because I grew up watching him play basketball, and just a overall great figure to look into and how you can relate to his mentality, and how a lot of people in different sports and business think about the Mamba mentality and the way they go about their lives.
I think it's really interesting that you pick the Kobe Bryant book. Number one, because there's already the parallel that Kobe obviously has passed, and to look at the book and that aspect of the legacy that he leaves behind. But I'll be honest, you gave me two options. I picked Kobe because I grew up in Los Angeles with the Lakers while Kobe was early in his career. And I thought he was such an egotistical jerk. I remember just yelling at him all the time, saying, pass the freaking ball. There's not I in team. And so like, I would just be disgusted. Like, I stopped going to Laker games when he was playing them, like early on before they started actually winning and he learned how to play with the rest of the team. And so I thought, I don't want to read a Kobe Bryant book. But then I also thought, with this group, if there's a group and somebody who's going to make me think about things differently, it's going to be here. So why don't we take somebody that I've already prejudged and throw it into the mix and have it teach me a really powerful lesson. So, I'm really appreciative for that. But it was also interesting when I got the book, because it's beautiful. It's like half coffee book, half
literature, you know, it's a beautifully written book and structured book. And I was like, oh, great. So it's like a whole like collection of accolades to his egotistical journey. And I was like, stop it, Sam. We're going to like go through this and it's going to be positive. It's going to be a good experience. So thank you, Ben.
At least I didn't pick Tom Brady.
That, yes, yes. So this year we're doing something a little bit differently, and this is predominantly because, and you just heard from the book selections, that they are very different. And, you know, last year I had the privilege of being able to kind of control the evolution of the books. Here they were pre-selected, and I didn't know a lot about them until I saw them. But then the vast variety in the topics, I thought, you know, looking at our discussions from last year, we automatically blended the lessons from all the books. And what would it be like if we were reading all three at the same time and processing the content, knowing that every one of us intentionally picked those words, knowing that we already kind of read them consistently in these small bite-sized chunks. And it just so happened that all three books almost beautifully weave together in their natural kind of written sections to orchestrate the three-month process that we will be together and reading. So it was probably the easiest formatting I've ever had to do for the book club, because it just happened so naturally, which I thought was, you know, I don't know, a sign that this was the right thing to do. But for the listeners, just something to know, when we come back every month, we will be talking about all three books and where we're at in portion of that book. And when I measured the books, we're pretty much at the same marking periods throughout. The Pitcher book gives a little bit of grace and a little bit of less reading on certain days. But it works out really nicely that, you know, when we're at a third of the book, we're at a third of the book across the way. So I'm really excited about that. I guess, you know, today was really about intros and getting everybody on the same page and just bringing us back together and getting us back into the rhythm. But, you know, as you saw the books and your first introduction to them was, they all, you know, book club members, they get a box with a present from me and then the books. And they knew that they all had picked the books, but none of them knew the other selections until they showed up in the box. I happened to see Karen last week and she talked about her box. And I said, I bet you can guess whose book is whose. Like, I didn't have to say, this is so-and-so's book and this is so-and-so's book. Just picking up the books from our conversations last year, you kind of, you could know whose book was whose. And as you were opening up those boxes, I mean, anyone want to share kind of the first impressions when you were touching the books before you heard anything? Because they kind of intentionally didn't set the tone in any way specifically, because I wanted you to kind of sit with how it all landed on you initially. So anything that you would care to share about when you first opened and got exposed to the three books that we're going to be tackling this season?
I just want to say that when I first opened the box, it made me realize how much I missed this group, because it was almost just like I had seen a picture of all of us together. I also think that this group hasn't been in person, like we've never been in person. So it was, I definitely smiled when I opened the box. I agree with you, Sam, when I saw it, I knew exactly who had picked what. And also it just made me really grateful that I'm surrounded in this group by people who would pick something completely different than I would have ever picked for myself. And I get the opportunity to share that with you all. Right. So, Ben, I'm grateful that you picked this book, because I probably would have never picked it up, but now I'm really excited to see how our conversations about it go.
Yeah, I have to agree. When I opened up the box, it was like this big wave smile, you know, ear to ear. Oh, here they are. Everybody's right here in this box. You know, it was so exciting. Oh, we're all going to get together again. But I did start thumbing through the Kobe Bryant one. Mamba mentality was so interesting to me because I am so not sports oriented and my brain just doesn't think that way. And I have tried in the past to, you know, be driven in that way, but it's always escaped me and it's so fascinating. So I'm looking forward to hearing in Kobe's words about, you know, his journey. The pictures are beautiful. It's beautifully put together. I'm very, very excited, especially after our last podcast sessions, Ben, because your sports banter was so phenomenal and really changed my mind about sports and just the lessons that can be learned and how it relates to every day being a non-sports person. So what you bring to the table, I'm just super excited to be going through this book that you chose yourself. And then Karen with Think Again, I started to sort of thumb through it. And that is, I've never heard of this guy, Adam Grant. So this is really exciting. He's direct. He's clear, crystal clear. And oh, so appropriate for what we're going through as a culture right now. So I'm super excited to be reading this. And then I want to learn more about this guy.
Well, I'm going to hop in there and say, when I looked at the books, I'm like, wow, this is a very diverse group. And it's just like very philosophical. All the books is just like, especially the Kobe Bryant book. A lot of people think, oh, sports is very black and white. Not a lot of like thinking outside of the box about it. But sports brings a lot of different things to the table, brings a lot of different culture. And like a lot of societies build their lives around sports. I know that, for example, I think about sports in every single thing I try to do. And it's like, sometimes it's hard to think about with like living with the Buddha. It's going to be interesting for me to read because I'm not used to thinking in a very philosophical way. So it's going to be a good way to help me do that and think again. It's going to be really cool too. I don't know a lot about reading books, but I can sure do it.
You know, Ben, it's really interesting because last year we read A New Earth, which I don't know how many people I've encountered when they realize that was on our book roster, how hard of a book it is for people to get through to read Eckhart's books. Everyone was just like, I can't believe that you guys did that. Like, I bought the book or I pulled it out again. And I kept saying, I'm going to read it, but then I just couldn't do it. And some people had, I think someone said to me, you know, that's just not my thing. You know, like I'm more like sports and stuff like that. And I said, well, you should listen to the podcast series because there is someone on there who takes literally everything that you would classify as woo-woo and he translates it right into sports. And it is phenomenal. And he does it like just instantaneously. And there was a lot of people who went to go listen to you as like the sport translator for Eckhart Tolle and The Slight Edge and Five Element, you know, personality. So I think, I think, you know, to Liza's point, I mean, sports are some part of my life. I obviously don't dabble in them as much as I used to, but they are a huge way to connect with people. And I know that. I mean, there's some of the best inspirational clips in movies are sports movies. You know, if I'm going to like label the ones that make me cry and I want to watch over and over again, there's sports movies, there's coaches, but there's these talks and these powerful moments. So there's really something to be said there. And so I'm really grateful, Ben, that you're bringing that aspect in there. And I'm just grateful for the dynamic of all three books. I mean, I was hoping that Liza would deliver a spirituality book and she did. I was hoping that, you know, Karen would show up with something that I didn't even know about for personal and professional growth. And you did. And then I was hoping that Ben was going to bring a book that I would never pick out. And he slapped the one with the one athlete that I would say probably irritates me the most out of all sports that I am anyone associated with. So beautifully done. And I think it's going to be a beautiful season. So with that being said, you know, this episode is just meant to be short and sweet, intro you back to the group. This kicks off for us the reading. So we are going to start reading tomorrow. And if you are following along, the sequence is basically we're going through Think Again, Mamba Mentality, and then Living Buddha, Loving Christ. Basically, every 3 days, they kind of sequence through in that scenario. So if you're following along with your books, you can go ahead and do that. And then we will be back next month with our first takeaways about what we are getting from these three books as they magically speak to us at the same time. Anything else that anyone wants to share before we end this first episode? All right. Until next time, happy reading. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heartworker Book Club podcast. I hope that it served you. And if it did, the best way that you can support this podcast is by leaving a review on your favorite listening platform. And until next time, happy reading and writing.